payment issue.
Which issue? Paper three.
Paper three.
Symmetric prepayment options.
So, good morning, everyone. Turning to agenda paper three. At the December and January board meetings, the board discussed the classification of financial assets with symmetric prepayment options when applying IFRS 9. In January, the board tentatively decided to propose a narrow scope amendment to IFRS 9 so that a financial asset with a symmetric prepayment option would be eligible to be measured at amortized cost or at fair value through OCI, depending on the business model, if certain conditions are met. In this session, we would like to discuss the comment period for the forthcoming exposure draft and confirm that the board is satisfied that it has complied with the required due process steps for issuing an exposure draft. The staff recommend a comment period of 30 days. While the due process handbook usually allows a minimum period of 120 days for comment on an exposure draft, the ISB may set a comment period of 30 days if the matter is narrow in scope and urgent. A deviation from the 120-day comment period requires approval from the DPOC. In our view, the proposed amendment to IFRS 9 is both narrow in scope and urgent. The amendment needs to be finalized as quickly as possible this year. Not finalizing the amendment before that date would be inefficient and burdensome for entities affected by the amendment. Furthermore, the scope of the proposed exception is extremely limited, and the principles underpinning the classification and measurement requirements in IFRS 9 remain unchanged. In addition, the amendment will only affect those stakeholders who have an exposure to instruments with symmetric prepayment options. The DPOC confirmed our assessment and concluded that the matter is sufficiently narrow in scope and urgent to approve a comment period of 30 days. A comment period of 30 days would still provide constituents with sufficient time to consider and comment on the proposals. So we ask the board today whether you agree with our recommendation to have a comment period of 30 days for the exposure draft.
Doug? Thank you. I disagree, probably, and we need to discuss, because it's now February, and the effective date is the 1st of January 18th, so we have 10 months. So the question is how we share these 10 months within ourselves. One is the preparers, and the other is the people who are going to make a comment. And then ISB. So then, for preparers, I think it's a very narrow scope, and we know the population who would be affected, and they are already start preparing. So then, maybe 2 months is a bit short, but maybe they can live with 2 months. Then, if we give 2 months to preparer, we have to finalize it in October. Then, until October, we have 8 months. The question is how we share these 8 months with people who are going to make a comment and ISB. And your proposal is we share these 8 months, 1 month to the commentator and 7 months ISB. And I understand why we need 7 months, because their due process is time consuming. And I know it. However, the people who are going to make comments also has their own due process in order to make a good comment. Say, for example, all over the world, there are many constituents who need to translate everything, who may not be, you know, familiar to this type of transaction. They need to understand, and they have to deliver it to their constituents in their region. And then they have to have a conference, or they have to have at least discussion. And they find finalize their comments and translate and back to us. So they have their own procedures. So to me, to share 1 to 7 doesn't look like fair.
Really?
And even though I know that we need 7 months, but we try to make it fair, at least 2 to 6 or something. Otherwise, constituents wouldn't think it's fair.
Absolutely appreciate that. This is a short comment period, and it looks like we will be taking 7 months after that. But as we shared in the timeline, which was when we came up with the project timeline, if we do this, we are looking at getting the ED out end of April. So by the time we get the comments back, it'll be end of May. We have to analyze that and bring it back, and for that, we have only June and July. Unless and until you're willing to work in August, I can only finalize this in September and get it out in October.
We do work in August. We might not have a public meeting, but I think even the tightest timetable we're working to, the estimate is October. Already.
Yeah.
So we're talking about, I think our main risk, to be honest, Tech, having spoken to some and got emails from some, is that the end of October is too late for people already.
I think
what is not fair, to use the fairness argument, is risking a situation where we might not have the document out by the end of the year, when we could have people being required to measure things at fair value through profit and loss for the first time, so having the systems to do all these fair value measurements, who we're then going to require to change to amortized cost accounting for things subsequently.
Yeah, I understand.
So I think that's the challenge.
The people who are affected by this will think certification is very fair, and the ones who are not affected by it will not care.
And only a translation point, Tuck, we are aware, we are already talking to the translations team so that it almost goes as quickly as possible. I appreciate certain jurisdictions might have this challenge and it is there. But I think for the people who are impacted by this, they're already onto it. We have spoken, Sue has spoken to the national standard setters, we have spoken to the organizations of the bankers, and I think even for certain parts which are pretty far out, they are aware of what this, because it impacts them quite significantly.
Yeah.
And the challenge is for them, and also it's not just getting translations done for certain jurisdictions. They have year-ends which are different and earlier. So for them, getting it out sooner is much more important for those jurisdictions.
Yeah.
So yes, appreciate it, but I think we are already at a very tight timeline.
Yeah. Actually, such kind of activity is really important. Even if the comment period is short, but if we try to disseminate what's going to happen and try to explain detail for those who are going to make a comment so that they can be ready to make a comment, then I think they can live with 30 days, even though nominal comment period is 30 days, but substantially they can have a time to consider more. So such kind of effort is really important.
Thanks. When we first discussed this, I didn't disagree, but suggested considering more days between 45 and 60. And after that, and going through the paper that was presented and going to the issue itself, I actually changed my mind. I think 30 days is quite appropriate. In this particular issue, I think it's absolutely necessary to let it clear to people that will be affected by this particular issue that this would be the accepted or expected treatment under IFRS 9. There is significant burden in operational terms to eventually change because of the what the wording today could lead them to. And then I think 30 days in this situation is absolutely necessary, actually, in other words. And at the end of the day, we could eventually, depending on the level of feedback that we receive, depending on the result of the outcome or of the outreach that we do, in many aspects, we can eventually have this out before October. We will do our best. Actually, we are just mentioning October because this is what we foreseen as natural as the result of our experience. But eventually, we can have this earlier, and will be even better. So I totally agree with your suggestion,
Gary.
Quickly,
reflecting back on a prior life, more than once we were sort of watching the clock and new standards coming that you care a lot about, echoing some comments. People care a lot about it, watching it, and they will act on the board vote, you know, be that July, be it September, and assume that we'll get the document out in time with the right dating on it. So I think 30 days is sufficient. I can't see any reason why it would go longer than the timeline you're discussing, but really to act on the board vote, especially when it's a very narrow issue, you know, applicable to a limited number of people. So I support the 30 days, even though I'm going to dissent to the document for reasons we've discussed.
We'll discuss for that next. Okay.
30 days.
Yes. All in favor?
Okay. Who intends to dissent? Gary? Permission to ballot?
Yes.
All in favor?
Okay. Okay. To further whet your appetite, we'll get an overview of the research projects.
Thank you.